If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
First time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a couple from our question, stupid or not, why did you end up throwing hands? Guys, I was 16 and my dad called my girlfriend a bitch.
Gee.
I flew right at him and we started throwing punches, then rolling on the ground. My brother had to separate us. It was a bad situation. That from Bruce. As far as fighting dudes just based on names alone, for whatever reason, every Bruce that I've known in my life has been like a man's man.
I think Bruce Lee has something to do with it.
Well, Bruce Banner, Bruce Lee, I don't know what it is, just the Bruces that I've known in my
Bruce
lifetime.
Bruce Banner was kind of a candy ass. That's why he had to turn into the Hulk. That was his whole backstory, man.
Yeah, but you
he
start
couldn't
talking,
even
you,
get
you,
the adrenaline rush to lift the car off of his wife on the side of the road. This is according to the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So then he blasts himself a gamma rays, which, by the way, that's the smartest thing you can do. Then he turned to the Hulk. But see, the Hulk wouldn't have to come out if Bruce could have defended himself.
Not a lot.
Then you had to start beating Bruce Banner's ass, and then the Hulk popped.
Every Bruce I've known has been like 6'2", 6'3", you know, just like had a mustache before everybody else. That guy.
I don't think I've known a lot of Bruces.
Okay. Yeah, I had a teacher, but that was it.
Mr. Bruce?
Now, Bruce was his first name, so when I graduated, we'd call him Bruce, but like, no offense, but he was the cross-country coach.
Oh, so he's a skinny guy.
A tiny little fella.
Mm-hmm. Well, the shark and Jaws, named Bruce.
Guys, several years ago, I was on a work trip to lovely Reno, Nevada.
Lovely.
And decided to grab a couple beers at a brewery one night. I was sitting at the L-shaped bar watching something on TV opposite to where I was sitting. Suddenly, I noticed a guy on the other side of the bar looking at me crooked. I literally looked at him, looked away, ignoring whatever he was trying to do. Then I see him throwing his hands up at me, so I literally looked behind me, thinking he was maybe looking past me at someone else. There was just a wall. So I look back and gave him the universal, "What? Look?" He then proceeds to get up, walk over to me, and angrily ask, "Why are you effing staring at me?" I just looked at him, said nothing, and pointed to the TV I was watching, which was, unfortunately, right above his head, and said, "Dude, I was just watching that TV." He looked at the TV, looked back at me, then dropped his head in his hand, laughed, and said, "I'm sorry, man. I'm an idiot. Your next beer's on me." All I could think was, thank God, because he had two other guys with him. I'm all by my lonesome, with a good half-mile walk back to the hotel. I took that next beer on him just to calm my nerves, if nothing else. That from Irish. Had a similar situation, but it was a U-shaped bar.
All right.
And the guy was just, he was staring at me, and he thought I was somebody else.
And you can just tell.
I gave him my
game
ID.
On.
I took my wallet. I like, look, this is who I am. I am not whatever name he was calling me. That's not me. He's like, that could be a fake ID.
It could be, but it's not.
At your age, who would have a fake ID?
It's well, if you're this old, I was in college, but this is
right. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it was my ID, regardless if I was legally allowed to drink. I mean, I knew bars I could go to and drink. They just didn't ask to see my ID.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I gave him my actual driver's license. Like, look, man, that's, I don't know who you're mad at, but please, I hope to God it's not me. Oh, let's get on to the birthdays. Please give a birthday shout-out to my sexy husband, Hollywood Ryan, for his 46th birthday today. Give him a happy Chinooka and the Dirty Germans talking about our hall passes. Ryan Reynolds and Paul Rudd. Nice. Many thanks. Lots of love from his hot wife.
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah, it sounded to me like this hall pass is that you have two and he has none. Or perhaps he wants to sleep with Ryan Reynolds and Paul Rudd. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. I don't understand the breakdown of your hall pass.
Yes, yeah, my disrespect, the hall pass involves two.
Yeah, is this two for one?
It's okay.
Guys, what I want to wish the love of my life, Sean, a very happy birthday. He's 50 today. Great dad to our 20-year-old. Brings a neighborhood food whenever he goes fishing or hunting and is a custom woodworker. Maybe we'll get him married before I have to get my own room from his snoring. So how about a fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans telling him how good he is with his wood?
Too hard to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I've never seen you manipulate your wood, but I'm what you might call an amateur woodworker myself.
Yeah, the thing is, you can manipulate it any way you want, but often it's the lady that manipulates it.
Yeah, they tend to do even better.
Yeah, look, so what is here?
Hello, guys, it's my 60th birthday today. Can I get a bong rip, a fish sandwich medley as well? Keep on rocking, guys. That from Mary Beth.
Mary Beth had big old breasts.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are
some
you sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaz of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. Gentlemen, I was at the Black Raven for the release party on Friday. Wanted to come up and say something, but never found an opportune time. Twas a wonderful event, which is what you want. In any case, I just want to say that if you you guys are all truly great at what you do, been listening since the early days, have continued to tune in, as I often have over the years, even while living in different states, which I still do today. Wife and I came up from Bend, Oregon.
Oh, damn.
For the party.
Excellent.
They come up and say hello, man.
Yes, that is a long-ass drive.
Yeah.
So, yes. What makes the Men's Room great? Even though we don't know each other, you create an atmosphere that feels like you're hanging out laughing with your buddies. I can't tell how many times tuning into the show brightened up even the crappiest days. So I know I speak on behalf of the many when I say appreciate y'all. Huge congrats on 20 years. And here's to many more years of fun. Appreciate that.
No, thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you coming up, too. That's
Bend's a fun town.
I've never been.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That.
Especially, you like beer, dude. Like,
yes.
Bend is awesome.
A lot of, like, local breweries and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, some of them you heard of just because they're so prominent in the Northwest, but... Yeah, I don't know. It's a good vibe, like good restaurants.
I float on the river for like 2.5-3 hours, just nice and slow, fun, sunny.
Yeah, I'm like everybody you meet down there is like just, I don't know. It's just a fun town.
Yeah. Your Wikipedia page. Anyone ever notice this? It says, you look out the Men's Room Wikipedia page, it appears that our own Steve the Thrill Hill is deceased.
Yeah, you know, that came up last Thursday. Who did I don't know. It was a question about Family Feud hosts, and I got everything wrong about who's dead, who's alive, or how they died, whatever. So someone had texted them, like, hey, I'm going to go to your Wikipedia and say that you're dead. And I thought that was kind of funny. Forgot about it. Came in this morning, saw the email. I'm like, it's kind of interesting to see. Just says Steve the Turtle Hill deceased, like under mysterious circumstances or something. I don't remember.
Yes. One more. Texas Roadhouse.
All right.
Guys, Amy Jean and I went to your favorite restaurant tonight. We thought about you while we had a delicious steak dinner. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. There he is right there outside of the... more importantly there, Drifter, How was the food? I've always heard it's great. Obviously, people say yes. You got.
I mean, they're more world famous for those rolls.
And, yeah. I'm just. Is
it that good?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Because we're not going to try to break into JBLM or whatever we got to do if it's not that good. Because I think. Well, there is.
But if it is that good, we'll try to break into an army base.
I'm assuming you're either the one in Bellingham or down there.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up there at 5:08. We will drink a toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Pollock and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Scientists have revealed what will help your with your dry skin in these frigid climates.
Lotion.
Moisturizing before you notice symptoms of dryness. Yes.
Come on. That's course, their big announcement.
The number one thing that you can do to avoid dry skin is...
are these things that we keep advertising
moisturize
everywhere.
Moisturize it.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, guy.
Good job, man. Appreciate you being here. Workmen dismantling the library shelves at Cambridge University uncovered a Crunchy Bar wrapper from at least 50 years ago.
Did you see the picture of it?
Oh, yeah.
Do they even still... what's it called? Like Crunchy Munchy or Munchy Crunchy or something like
somebody
that?
Somebody was munching on a Crunchy Bar is what I think...
where's it from?
Cambridge. It's over in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the ones you have in the office? I think those are
you
crunchy
know what, man?
Bars.
Yeah. You are correct. Yes, I have some sitting on my desk right
all
now.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically, just they could tell by the way that the wrapper looked and the logo that they had.
Oh, yeah, it's
that
old.
It was at least 50 years old. They're like, anybody want to fess up to this? Like, side note, who remembers that they were eating a Crunchy Bar?
Right.
And then shoved it onto a shelf? Side note, also again, you guys didn't figure it out for 50 years.
What book section was that in?
The encyclopedia. I have no idea.
It's got to be something very unpopular.
Exactly. Nobody's grabbing that doggone book.
50 years.
But it's good enough to stay on the shelf. There's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
That book, whatever it was, it's like they're not pulling that one out.
Yeah, I'm just scared. Like, what is that book? Because no one reads it.
More fun in Florida. Rhesus monkeys in the state have tested positive for herpes.
Cool.
Who knew that there were that many monkeys in Florida? I did not know that until I read that story today.
I did not know that myself.
That was crazy.
I mean, because we hear about pythons, you hear about gators and all that. And then I remember, like, how many monkeys do you have?
Some guy, like, took 4 monkeys back in the day all and right. He put them on an island.
Yep.
They got tired of living on the island.
Yep.
So they swam to shore.
Yep.
And now, like, there's a whole list of every county and how many sightings and how many monkeys that have been spotted, captured. I'm just like.
And they got herpes monkeys.
I mean, we knew about the snakes, right?
Because sure.
I had no idea about the monkeys. I'm like, Jesus, man.
Florida is rapidly becoming the Australia of America.
It kind of is.
It kind of, yeah.
Right? Everything there wants to kill you or at least disease you.
Because now, yeah, our monkeys are not venomous because there's no such thing. But they have herpes.
Right.
The next best thing.
God, venomous monkeys. Can you imagine that?
No.
That would be awful.
That'd be horrible.
That's a freaking nightmare. Yeah, scratches or bites you and all of a sudden it's injecting you with venom.
Doggone it, man.
Jesus.
Researchers are warning the public about AI-generated fake product reviews and how to spot them.
Come on, man. Apply that to everything.
Pretty much. And this is one of the big issues that I had with AI. You know, they're making people say things that they never said before.
Sure.
They're
images
they're...
that they have nothing to do with.
Exactly.
You can apply it to anything.
And AI is not a perfect science, and I guarantee you that the next generation, the one behind me, they can spot AI that fast, that easily.
Maybe, because you got to think, too. I know they could probably spot what we consider AI right now.
Right.
But I would think AI is pretty much going to keep up with them.
Absolutely.
As far, you know, that tech, so you'll always be fooled. My kid, we watched the, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Okay.
All right, it came out, what, 2008, maybe? Yeah. Somewhere around there. I don't know. Anyway, there's the big climactic scene at the end. He's fighting the Green Goblin and all this stuff. And my son starts chuckling. And I'm like, what? And he's like, God, man, your special effects sucked back in the day. And I'm looking at it. And after he said it, yeah, I can kind of see through it. But you realize, like, dude, I was like, this was cutting edge.
Right.
Yeah.
You were blown away by this. And he's like, it's terrible.
This is Spider-Man come to life here, man.
And I was like, dude, this is great. And like I said, after he pointed it out, I'd start noticing things. But he was like, it's so bad in his opinion that it was distracting.
Right. Yeah. And I was there myself. I get it. You watch a lot of those older movies where the special effects are...
King Kong. You go like, Jesus, dude.
You guys thought this was real? Well, hell no, we didn't think it was real. Right. But it was real enough at the time. It told the story, okay?
That's the thing. CGI has come so far that now if it is not seamless, people are absolutely distracted. Can't take it. It's like, thanks for ruining the movie for me, dude.
There is one where he's jumping between rooftops and the movement is so unnatural that I noticed it at the time. Like, okay.
I just
plug that in there. According to Merriam-Webster, the word of the day is ruminate.
Ruminate. Like, give thought to something.
Why do we need a word of the day?
I don't know.
Are we going to, like, apply this into every sentence that or every conversation that we have?
Well, I guess, you know, the thought, at least, you know, in the English language, there's over a million words. So they're like, look, you'll die before we run through them all again.
I don't know, man. I need to ruminate on this
one. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I mean, I feel like trying to use a new word every day would be tough.
Yeah.
Because it depends who you're speaking to.
Like, correct.
You could do it, but I see pretty much the same people every day. So it's like, hey, you pretentious a-hole, shut up, man.
And who there in Merriam-Webster is like the decider of the word of the day?
I think it's Webster.
Okay.
Webster. Merriam's like, he's like, dude, just leave it up to me, Merriam.
You think he's got like a Google wheel of all the words in the Merriam-Webster's dictionary?
They open the dictionary, close their eyes, and point.
Yes.
All right, ruminate it is.
There it is. All right.
Now ruminate again. Rats.
A CDC report says 120 people aboard another cruise ship out of Florida have contracted norovirus.
I mean, that's just what happens on cruises, right?
At this point, I would just assume that I'm going to get norovirus.
And it sucks because I like cruises. I'm sick and tired of all these bad stories coming out because it's detracting certain people from going on doggone cruises.
Hey, man, when I went to Africa, everybody said the same thing. You will get sick.
Yes.
You will get sick. You will get stomach illness. You will have all kinds of crap. You will get sick without question.
Is that what you got going on?
I didn't get sick. I mean, I didn't have, like, the stomach runs or any of the intestinal issues.
You were complaining in here today, man. It might have just been a ticking time bomb.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's like, you got monkeypox.
That's right. You got the dengue.
You got the yellow fever.
Spring is hot. Oh, wait. What the hell is that? Nope. Beavers are being reintroduced to a small town in England for the first time in 400 years.
I read part of this, and believe it or not, the shot of the day today also involves beavers.
Okay.
Entirely different stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Do they just need to dam some streams or what?
I'm telling you, beavers, they've had like a great 6 or 7 months.
They've been doing great, dude.
I mean, like all of a sudden, like I've been aware of beavers my entire life, but in the last like 6 or 7 months, I'm like, why are there so many news stories involving beavers?
Didn't you have a story last week about a guy who's getting his beaver stolen or something like that? The next door neighbor? That was England too, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Jesus.
OSU's football team's looking great for next season.
The whole thing.
The BBC has found that AI chatbots are unable to accurately summarize news articles. Imagine that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
You can see why I'm not working on there.
Yeah. Can you not summarize your own news article?
When it comes to the world of movies, what would you guys say is your favorite movie of all time? We've seen movies start to finish. Man. There's, all, of course, the greats that have to be considered. But you personally, what is the greatest movie of all time?
I don't know. The one that moved me the most was Star Wars because I was a kid and it blew my mind, right?
It's kind of like Kiss. You could say, what was the band that inspired you?
And a lot of people, but they're not the best band.
No, Zeppelin would be a better band than Aerosmith.
Sure.
Yeah. But,
I do it by genre. Like, I love Caddyshack.
All right.
As far as the comedy goes. Airplane. The
That's
classics.
One of the best.
Yeah. I put Goodfellas in there.
Good Spinal Tap is one of those that still cracks me up.
Okay.
But, you know, probably like a Goodfellas or a Pulp Fiction in my adult life, but definitely Star Wars when I was a kid.
All right, I like it. Well, someone did a survey of America's favorite movies of all time.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 of America's all-time favorite movies. Well, I wasn't really inspired by this list, so I chose at random one of the worst movies of all times. Sex Lives of the Potato Men. Mm. I'm sure it was appealing to someone.
Hey-o.
Sex Lives of the Potato Men.
Okay.
God, I hope that's real.
What was that Potato Man getting into?
I don't know, man.
Making spuds?
Yeah. Antics. X-rated antics, that's what. Honorable mentions on there. The Harry Potter series, Top Gun, Rush Hour got 10%, which I liked the Rush Hour movies when I was a kid. Ghostbusters, Toy Story shows up, Rocky, Indiana Jones series, the Jurassic Park series.
Which Rocky movie, though, man?
It just says Rocky, so I think it's number one.
It's fun. When you go back and watch it, like, Rocky was a serious movie.
Yes,
and then
was.
After that, he started getting silly. And those are the ones I like. Give me Mr. T and give me Russian Dude.
All right.
Dolph Lundgren. I watch them every time. Every time.
Die Hard and Back to the Future also make the honorable mentions list.
So.
Number 10 on the list, The Godfather, 12%.
Oh, there we go. I would put The Godfather up there very high.
Fantastic.
And I will always stand by this argument. The sequel, or Godfather 2, is probably better than Godfather 1.
I don't know if I agree with you on that one, Ted.
I'm just saying, to me, there's very few films you can make that argument. With The Godfather, you can.
All right. I like it.
Got to remember, it was one book.
Right.
That's a thick-ass book.
Dude, honestly, I've read it myself.
Attaboy.
It's not, you can actually get through it in a minute, but they do a better job of making the characters.
Okay.
But it's all in that one book.
Yeah.
Whereas they made The Godfather, and then they had to go back and kind of tell you how stuff worked out.
Exactly. The Star Wars series, number 9, 12% of people.
Sure. Yep.
Which, I think it depends on when you cut off the Star Wars series. We talk about the original trilogy, we talking about...
Yeah, everyone has their own version of that, for sure.
Exactly. My problem is when all the sub-series started coming in all over the place, and I was kind of born into when it just started budding, and all of a sudden there was all this fan fiction that started turning into some real stuff, and then that's where I kind of lost it, like, wait a minute... George Lucas is the one that made it. Like, we can't kind of go off of what he said there. He's the one that made it. And then he ruined his own series.
I think that's why people appreciate it when he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Like, there was such backlash after the prequels, as it were. It's like, okay, I'll watch this if I know that he does not have anything to do with it.
The Fast and the Furious series beats it with 13%.
Damn.
Well, what number are they on, though?
Nine?
Eight?
I think they're on, what, nine?
That's what I'm saying. Like...
Yeah.
And they do like Rocky, well every time.
Kind of like Rocky. Are they still serious? I feel like I saw one. I've never actually sat down and watched a Fast and Furious movie, but I feel like there was one where they had a car that was being flown by a helicopter.
I honestly don't know.
Right?
I really don't know anymore. But.
The Home Alone series comes in there.
Okay.
13%. Which I love those as well.
That's fair.
Again, I think that there's a cutoff there because they brought in a new kid after a while, which is fair because Macaulay Culkin can only get left home alone so many times.
Right. Like, you're an adult now.
Home Alone, CPS.
Right. Yeah, like, dude, you're not home alone. You're 19.
You have your own place.
Seriously.
Sitting there with a bong. Where is everybody?
Yeah, like, you have a job.
The John Wick series, 13% of people.
I do enjoy those, man.
I need to actually sit down and watch those doggone movies, man.
They're cool. One of the things I really liked with the fourth one, and there's no spoiler alert in here, but they give Keanu Reeves the script. He comes back, and they said he got rid of 50% of the dialogue. And they said, why? It's like, because he's not a big talker.
Right.
Watch the other three. He fights. He says what he's got to say. He gets the S beat out of him. He kills people. He's like... That's kind of what he does. So they kind of agreed. He said he would never say this many words.
He kicks ass and he takes names.
That's it.
We're done with series. Now, Dirty Dancing, number 5 on the list. Dirty Dancing.
People love that movie.
Haven't seen it, but I'm sure I would love it, too.
You might. You might. Honestly, it's not for me.
You're not allowed to dance, Mike.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to dance?
You can't dance in this county.
Why was there so much anti-dancing?
I don't know.
It was a big
thing. Was that Dirty Dancing
80s.
Or Footloose?
Oh, all of them. All of them.
Hey.
All of them.
That's what we're saying.
Lambada, Forbidden Dance.
Right. Wasn't that based on an actual county here in Washington?
I don't know because in Washington.
Could be a
but,
county anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah.
The Lion King came in at number 4.
Yeah, no, right, I'm too solid. Old for it, but obviously it was a massive, massive
That movie's bomb, dude. That was probably one of the greatest movies of my childhood.
I've seen it. It's one of those things where I've seen the movie, but I'm almost disappointed that I was already aged out.
That's fair.
Like, man, if I were a kid and saw this movie, I know I'd be in love. It would be my Star Wars, right?
I feel like I already know the answer to this question. Have you seen it on the stage yet?
Come on, man.
Boss, it's really cool.
I'm going to let you. What do you think the answer is?
I know what the answer is. That's why I'm going to tell you. You need to go see it.
I will say this.
It's badass, dude.
I've seen like the costumes and the makeup and stuff, and I always respect and appreciate that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I already know the story.
Yeah.
So it's not hard for me to follow along. I don't want to say anything about I might do it on the air, because if my wife hears it, I guarantee you.
He's going to do it.
I mean, at Disney, at the parks, especially at Disney World, they have like 15, 20-minute versions of those stage shows.
Yeah.
So I've seen that version. So I was like, all right, not bad.
It's pretty cool. Cliff's Notes performance.
Titanic at number 3.
Oh, God.
People do love that movie. It was just so long.
It was fine.
But it was a completely different story than Titanic.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Like,
90% of that movie had nothing to do with the Titanic other than the fact that they were on the boat.
But all they showed in the commercials was the boat going back. And that's how they got my ass to go. And I realized maybe 10 minutes into the movie, like, I got duped.
Could they do a sequel?
They did.
Like Lusitania.
They did.
Just changed in different boat. Different disaster.
Sequel.
People die.
Yes.
Are you being serious?
There's a Titanic 2 out.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
For real.
Yes, sir.
Is that the tagline?
Well, they did have a sister ship that was a floating hospital in World War I or II.
Yeah.
And it got sank by the Germans, I believe. Or somebody, whoever sank it, right?
Yeah.
So just do that one. Floating hospital, injured military, boom, big bomb.
The thing is
ship goes down again.
They did a good job of telling a story where you already knew the ending.
Sure.
So they told a completely different story.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So the ship just floats into New York.
Wizard of Oz comes in at number 2. 15% of people said it was the greatest movie of all time.
With Wicked and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, well, not Wizard of Oz. I've always got a soft spot for it, man. It was once a year around Christmas, one of the networks would put it on, and that was like absolute dedicated TV viewing.
Yeah, but then when you watch it again when you're an adult, it's like, this movie's dark.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
It's a horrible movie.
I kind of wonder, like, how did I miss this as a kid?
They're all dark if they showed it every year.
They
Roots.
Did.
Not happy.
Not happy. Wow. Wonderful Life.
Yeah. What was it? Thornbirds. Not happy.
Even Rudolph, for Christ's sake.
Not happy.
His dad's like, F you with
Get
your weird ass
here.
Nose. Like, damn. The hell are we watching?
And then the number one, America's all-time favorite movie. It's a great movie, but I disagree. Shawshank should have been number one. But no, it's Forrest Gump. Our own Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that's a quality movie. But that's even sad.
Yeah.
You know, my kids saw about half of it the first time. It was Christmas 2019. I remember this because we're in Pennsylvania. It's pre-COVID. It was on TV. So, you know, they're watching him, and this is right before he goes to war. So this is a very lovable character to them.
Oh, yeah.
And he was kind of funny, and he would say things to make them laugh. I looked at my wife, and I'm like, oh, he's meeting Bubba. This is going to be bad.
It's bad.
And, yes, when he and Bubba, quote-unquote, parted ways, have you not seen the movie, my kids were destroyed.
It's rough,
man. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm sorry, but you got to watch it.
Yeah. Police in Alabama arrested a man for a DUI that honestly should have known better, Miles.
What was he doing there?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we've made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Oscar Keita!
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Oscar Keita!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast wildlife, specifically in the Czech Republic. For the past 7 years, the Czech government and various environmental agencies, as well as their military, they've been struggling to get the necessary paperwork to build a series of dams to restore water to various areas. So after 7 years, they finally concluded they could actually get it done relatively cheap. It cost up about $1.2 million. But then to go through more paperwork, more of their bureaucracy. And while this was going on, turns out a family of beavers moved into the general area and in 2 days. Keep in mind, they've been working on this for 7 years. Haven't even started construction. This Beaver family moved into that area, and in 2 days, they built a series of dams that literally solved all of the problems.
Wow.
They sent their task force out there going, there's no way these beavers felled all these trees in the right places.
Power of the beaver.
But they said they did. Like, exactly where you
it's
guys.
It's amazing how they felled them, too. I mean, oh, it's precise.
It is insane.
You spent
7 years of paperwork trying to get all this crap done, but these beavers showed up. Like, let's go ahead and do a dam here.
That's why when you see those pictures of a beaver smashed by a tree, you're like, how did this
man.
Happen?
You're
how
the dumbest beaver out
this
there.
Happen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, cheers to the beavers. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.